Hey everybody, welcome to the fourth seasonal Morphe Awards. I am Josh.
And I'm Jake. And these are our season-ending awards that we give out to the best and the worst of the previous season of Power Rangers. We do it seasonally, because if we did it yearly, we'd have three to cover.
The best and the worst, as far as we can remember.
As far as we can remember. And every year, I say this year, I'm going to write some stuff down.
I said that once. I think I said that for season two.
I said it every time.
I gave up the ghost on that one.
I think Turbo, I'm going to try.
I'm not.
I'm going to try for Turbo.
I'm not. I'm just going to be like, yeah, Baseball Joe was neat, I guess.
His name is Babe Ruthless Jr. Or possibly the Great Slambino. I don't remember.
You remember Babe Ruthless?
Babe Ruthless was the bomb. He was a business. So this is a Morphe. We're gonna start the Morphes in a second. This one didn't make it, but I feel like this is apropos to what we were just talking about vis-a-vis preparation.
Okay.
AJ Scherer said best prepared host this season. Assuming either of you prepares this time.
By default, that goes to Jake for taking notes.
I think what he means is,
'cause I do literally no preparation for any of this.
I think he means for these specific Morphes.
For the Morphes.
Which again would go to me just because I wrote down some categories.
You thought about it for more than like a second?
Only really while I took a nap. Like I took a long nap and I woke up and I was like, I need to write down the categories for the Morphes. Thankfully, last season I wrote down those ones. I didn't think I did, so I didn't have to go look for them. So they were right there, so I kind of that's how I do it, is I have a list of them, and I kind of adapt them every year. we did get some good ones. We did get some good submissions, and a lot of them are, a lot of them are from the previous years, just kind of like morphed and changed. So Josh, do you want to just jump right in?
I have a list of the monster names, so I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. As is tradition at this point, and this might be a tricky one this year, best facial expression. I have an answer. I have a Morphe that I can give it to, but I don't know if it's just because it's the only thing that I can remember that could kind of qualify.
I can't really think of one that sticks out.
All right, here's mine.
Tanya.
From?
The murder mystery episode. I think she was just really...
She was doing a lot of good faces. Mine is also Tanya or Adam. Kind of depends. From the yellow or green, though, conversation from A Brief Mystery of Time, I believe was the episode. Because I remember when he said that, Tanya was like, ah... Get out of here, you.
Because there was one, I think it was a thumbnail on Netflix that was just Tanya going, just like bugging her eyes all the way out. I can't remember.
That was from the singing episode.
Okay, that's the one I'm thinking of.
That's a good one. We'll give it to Tanya for another
for
song
multiple
and dance.
Faces.
Yeah. Next up, best character development. I have to give it to Rocky.
I would, yeah.
Like, it has to be Rocky.
Because Tanya is... the only new character.
Yes.
But Rocky is also a new character in Zio.
He is. Blue Rocky and Red Rocky are very different guys.
He's pretty well developed. I'll give it to Rocky.
Yeah. All right. Here's one from Jonathan. And the caveat is, I'll give the category first. That makes kind of sense, I guess. Best Trey moment and...
I told you to skip this one.
Here's why. And when he leaves, him leaving forever is exempt. That can't be the choice.
Right.
Because this might be the hardest to pick, except I figured it out.
Okay.
You have to travel all the way back to like the early season. Best Trey moment is before we knew it was Trey.
Right. Where we thought it might be Skull.
We thought it might be Skull or Billy or David.
Runner up to Trey of Heart, kind of sounding like Trey of Fart.
Oh.
Which is, I think, the full version of him. When they all come together, he becomes Trey of Fart.
Trey of Fart. All
I don't like Trey.
Dovetailing nicely into the next category, what should have been cool but wasn't?
Oh, the Gold Ranger.
The Gold Ranger.
The Gold Ranger was cool, but not entirely. And that's,
yes. There is a big old asterisk.
Yeah.
And that is a lunch tray that separates into three equal but different
However, maybe I'll go back and change my Morphe to Trey's greatest moment spawning the hot lunch hashtag.
Absolutely. Yes. Retroactively making that it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the one should it's obviously just the fact that the Gold Ranger set up a mystery and then literally farted out.
Right. Could have just been Jason the whole time.
Could have been Jason the whole time. Could have been Billy. And, like, so it might have been Ross. It might have been somebody else. If it was somebody Raymond. Else. Might have been yes, I think it was Raymond, who said, like...
Oh, I thought you were running through characters still. Do you remember Raymond?
I do remember Raymond.
Computer Raymond.
Computer Raymond. He's married to Computer Jennifer now.
Well, I guess she's
computer, very smart children.
She's Computer Jennifer. He's Internet Raymond.
Yes. It was either Ross or Raymond. I cannot remember which. But they said that you could have just done, and if it wasn't one of you guys, I'm sorry for whoever it was. They could have just had it be Billy, but like for this, like my powers aren't connecting for the same reason. Except that like you don't have to have it be Trey.
Yeah, Trey is. You can wash your hands of him.
Yeah.
Zio will be just fine.
Not just fine, but like better for it.
Objectively better.
All right. Best fight. This is always a tricky one.
I can't remember.
Well, there was Adam sparring a couple people.
Yep.
That was pretty neat.
Because he tied.
He tied Jason he tied and beat Jason, everyone else.
And he beat Tommy.
He beat Tommy. He beat Rocky.
Yep.
Handily. I'm going to give it to.
Like, best fight can mean favorite fight, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Bulk and Skull versus the Cogs.
That is a good one.
With a Hitch or trailer.
Trailer
from
Hitch.
Hitch.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think that might be my favorite as well. Like, runner-up goes to, like, every time Red Puncher just gets to light someone up.
Just Red Puncher punch it.
Yeah. It's what he was built for, and he does it the best. He's the best in the world at what he does, and what he does is punching you. Favorite friendship?
All the Zords.
That's true. I was going to give it to Bulk and Skull again, because I feel like that's pretty easy.
Yeah, but the Zords are just so cute.
They
especially
were.
When Tackle Boy comes in.
Your best friend Tackle Boy.
He's so little. He's everybody's best friend Tackle Boy.
He's your best friend Tackle Boy.
He's so small, he's almost people.
Oh, he's so cute. What a cute little Tackle Boy. This is a... A renamed category, and the rename comes from Bud on Twitter, at Male Cinderella. I don't know if Bud's the real name. It's in all caps, and it's the only word, so that's what we're going with, dude. and it is the Zordon Say What moment. this is formerly FKA the best/worst Zordan moment.
Right.
I'm going to give it to him knowing about Jason losing his powers. And not saying a thing about it.
Yeah, there were... I wish I could remember specifics, but there were some times where they just, like, asked Zordon for help, and he was like, I don't know.
That's true. Oh, was it the...
Figure it out, nerds.
Was
Zordon
it the episode
out?
With Smokey?
Maybe.
I feel like there was a big one of that, where he's like, yeah, you'll probably be dead, huh? Gonna go back to napping or whatever. Best filler episode.
Oh, the Phantom of the Opera.
I feel like... I'd have to give it to the Bride of Hackensack. are either of those... Those are both definitely filler episodes,
yeah.
Right? Which one is more important?
The Phantom of the Opera, because it, like, develops Skull.
That is true. I'll give it to the Phantom of the Opera. The Instrument of Destruction is the name of the episode. Stay tuned for when I talk about the Bride of Hackensack later.
Oh, Tanya also has some good faces in
she
that
does.
One.
Oh, when she's... Because she rises up and is like... acting just 110%. Like, opposite Billy, who just decided that that day was a nah. Like, that day was a nope.
He was probably just getting pooped on the whole time. Like,
that was, like, relatively
It's
early
hard to
on
tell
too.
If David Yost was like, or if he was just, like, pissed.
If he's like, well, I'm here, and that's all you're getting out of me. All right, so next up is Monster with the Strangest Gimmick. Now, traditionally, what we do is describe monsters back and forth.
Right.
To see who is weirdest.
What was Traffic Kitty? Weirdest gimmick. Puppet Man? Leaky Faucet. I don't remember Pumpkin Sorcerer.
Pumpkin Sorcerer?
It's in between Leaky Faucet and Steambot. Who I also don't remember.
Steambot was the one with that had the like the little guy on his head that was like the whistle that was also a person.
These are links I can click to look at photos.
What does Pumpkin Sorcerer look like?
He looks like a Pumpkin Sorcerer.
Can I see that picture?
I'm trying to see what episode he was in. It was formed, or it was merged with three other monsters to form Bucket of Bolts. So he, okay, we didn't actually see him. His pieces were just used that time that they made a monster out of other monsters.
I don't even remember that.
Because this is what he looks like, and we did not see this.
Oh, guy. No, I can see from here. No, yeah. We did. That guy would be my favorite.
He's got a pumpkin chest and like a black mage witch's hat on. He's on a broom.
Yeah, I would remember that, dude. I mean,
Bucket of Bolts was weird, right? I remember talking about how weird it was that they were like Frankensteining a robot monster together.
Do you have a picture of that pulled up? Because I also don't really remember that.
Oh, he's like the choo-choo. Remember they put a bunch of monsters together in a factory
right.
And he made a choo-choo?
That was very weird.
I'm going to give it to him.
I think that guy might be the weirdest gimmick. What's his name?
Bucket of Bolts.
Bucket of Bolts? Yeah. Everyone this year was kind of weird.
There was also Defector.
Defector. I was just about to mention Defector, which was pretty cool.
Oh, you know but man, there are a lot. Like Somnabot. The sleepy
the
one?
The sleepy Pokemon?
the nap time enemy from Kirby?
From Kirby, yeah. He literally just is one of those. I think I might... no, I can't give it to Defector because that turned out to be a ruse. If it would have been, like, for real, I would give it to Defector, but, like, he was a liar and I hate him.
Right.
Bucket of Bolts, I think, is my front runner because that makes no sense.
Who was weird. We didn't get his weirdest parts
no.
Over here in America, though.
We got sent some gifts from people, and it is gross.
I'm going to go ahead and say Bucket of Bolts for that.
All right, me too. This is another listener-submitted category from Artly. Best character we'll never see again.
Emily.
We will see Emily one more time.
You're right.
I think originally it was... I think I reworded it, but it was like best one-off character.
Okay.
So my... options.
If it's not one-offs and it's just characters that don't make it out of Zio, I think I'm going to give it to Raymond. Because he's in a few episodes, but I don't think he comes back anymore. I liked Raymond a lot.
Nope, just this character we'll never see again. There's nothing...
Emily is disqualified because she's in one episode of Turbo.
She's in one episode of Turbo. I like Raymond. I think I would give it to Penny, who was the blind girl.
Penny was cool.
From that one episode where she was like, Rocky, is that you? I can tell by your voice.
I can hear your voice because you're like just talking.
You're just talking regular style. And I'm not confused by seeing that you're a Power Ranger. Artly also suggested one of her suggestions was the model Liz from the skunk episode.
Oh, yeah.
She was
cool, too.
She was pretty cool. I think I'm going to give it to Penny, though.
Okay.
For me.
I'm going to... Liz was really cool. That was her name, right?
Liz, yeah.
I'm going to give it to Liz.
Okay.
Sorry, Raymond. You were around too much. came back too often.
You, Shawn Michaels. Next up is from Danielle. It's a lightning round.
Okay.
She didn't suggest lightning round. That's me. That's my personal spin on it.
Okay.
But she said, for each character, defining moment. This is one of the ones where I feel like we're going to have to bounce some things off of each other. So first off, the easy one, Cat. In King for a Day Part 2.
Yeah,
being
hugging
like,
Tommy.
Hugging Tommy. That's it.
Demorphing to be like, nope, you won't hurt me.
So that one's easy. Did Tommy do anything defining this year? Because Tommy was kind of... You know what? I will... You know what? This is kind of... Let me know if this is too crappy of me. In the Bride of Hackensack episode, just straight up stealing Adam's thunder by being the guy that fights the monster at the end.
Yeah.
That's kind of a Tommy-defining moment.
That's a defining moment.
Yeah. I know we give Tommy a lot of flack on this podcast, and I don't mean to all the time, but I feel like that's kind of indicative of the way that Tommy and, more importantly, Jason David Frank were, at least, you know,
yeah,
like what they brought to it.
As soon as the Gold Ranger like came around, Tommy just kind of shifted down a few spots.
Yeah,
like,
which is weird.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to Jason when Tommy showed up. But not the same.
And Jason even said, like, I'm not here to basically do what you did.
That's Jason's defining moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Is being like, hey, man, I'm not here to take your spot as leader, unlike some people.
Right.
He didn't say that.
Right.
He wouldn't. I'm putting that on it.
It's kind of implied, though.
It's a little implied. I'm going to say Tanya's defining moment is when she tells baseball Sean off.
And tells him to stick it.
Yeah, tells him where he can take his baseball. Adam, I think his defining moment is beating Tommy in a sparring match.
He didn't do nearly enough. He got two spotlights, and it was the two best filler episodes.
I would put those in the top five. Probably two and three.
I would call him just being the best at sparring his defining moment.
Yeah.
Especially beating Tommy, because that was the first one.
Yeah. And that was like, Tommy has always been shown to be like the best fighter. Like, never, he was never better than Jason, but it was always like kind of like tried to imply that, like, oh, he's better than Jason because he's green or white or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then Adam beat him.
Yep.
So I think that's
handily.
What is your boy Tiki's defining moment?
I can't think of anything specific. Like, I remember him hiding behind a building. I think this was the Penny episode.
That was the Penny episode.
I think the Penny episode.
Just in general,
yeah.
Was his defining moment? I think so, too, because that was also with Defector, right? I believe Defector was in that episode.
I think so.
That was a good episode for our boy Tiki.
Because that was around when he started to be the one who, like, figures out how they do everything too complicated.
Yeah. Or he's the one who took a step back and was like, oh, I see the big picture now. Like, okay, yeah. What else we got? Bulk and Skull's defining moment. Obviously, King for a Day, part two, with the fight and being the best warriors on Earth.
Trey's defining moment is
when he left.
Breaking into three pieces and giving up his power.
That is defining. That is defines character Trey. Defining. Hey, I showed up to ruin everything, and now I'm leaving. I just wanted to put some stank on this.
I'm only making this cool so I can take it away later.
What a bag of diarrhea. Anybody else?
Zordon's
defining moment is like early on when he's like, Billy, you got this, right?
Billy, you're me now. You're the Zordon now.
You're the Zordon now. Billy's defining moment is, I think, unfortunately, leaving whenever the Gold Rangers showed up. I don't know. I don't think that's fair. I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have one for him. Graduating?
I think being forced to graduate.
That's a pretty defining
that's a pretty
moment.
Billy moment. I mean, there's also like, nah, I'm good on Aquitar, but that episode is such a stinker. Like, just such a downer.
Yeah.
That I don't want to give it any awards that are positive or even could be positive. like a defining moment. And then I think that's it. I don't think we'll do any of the... I think that's good for the Rangers and the good guys.
I think so.
All right, so next up is from our buddy Alan. Biggest plot hole. It's pretty super obvious, right? It's that
I'm going to need you to say it.
It's that Billy leaves, but isn't the Gold Ranger. It's that Billy dips out all the time when the Gold Ranger shows up, but isn't the Gold Ranger.
They never wrap that up.
They don't even... like. They never wrap that up.
It's literally just, I had stuff to do.
Like, literally, he just runs away all the time. That's not okay. Like, that they did. That's a character assassination to Billy.
A little bit.
And I don't like that. Because they just dropped that plot, and then
It only existed for the mystery of the Gold Ranger.
Yeah, and then instead of being like, oh, here's what happened.
Rocky's defining moment is him saying Billy was the Gold Ranger, because he always leaves when the Gold Ranger shows up.
You're right. Yes. Rocky watching the show is his defining moment. Next up, favorite headcanon.
Oh, Tanya and Adam was kind of confirmed, wasn't it? A little bit with Sean when Adam was like, hey, not too much hugs.
I don't know. We can't say it's confirmed.
It's a little bit confirmed.
It is heavily implied, but it has never once been like, we're dating. Like, or even in like the Tommy Cat way where it's like, holding hands. This is a signal of our relationship.
Right. That's how Zio ends.
That is how Zio ends. Woof. I think I'm going to give it to Tandem Watch. Because it started off as like half a joke. And then like at the end,
then got real.
I think I'm more invested in it than I was in Trilly Watch. Because Trilly Watch was a roller coaster a lot of the time. And then disappeared without warning.
Yeah.
But Tandem Watch was pretty steady the whole time.
It was.
So I think Tandem Watch is my favorite headcanon. All right, and this one, I'm trying to think of one. Maybe we can get there together. What is the Rita, you stupid moment of Zio?
The entire RV.
No, the, see, that's, well, that's not necessarily her being in the stupid. Well, it doesn't have to be Rita. It can go to anybody.
Right.
But the spirit of it is like, what's the thing that someone did that was the dumbest action? Not necessarily like the RV being like the worst right. thing that happened to Zio.
Right.
Besides from Trey.
You know, I don't. Do you have anything?
I don't. I can't. The only thing
I can, know there was dumb decisions made. I yes. just can't think of any.
I think I'm trying to tie it to the bad guys, but I don't know if I can.
What about Rita just pulling Impersonator out of battle?
Oh, when that was
when it was
really,
about to just like win.
That is a big Rita you stupid. I think we even said Rita you stupid. Yeah, that's got to be it. I'll give
that's
it to
the
that.
Only one I can think of,
and it goes to Rita. What, like, as it should. All's right with the universe. All right, now we're in the home stretch. This is the best, worst, and favorites of Zio. Who is your favorite monster?
Does this include big bads?
No.
All right, so just favorite, like, monster of the week kind of guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to give mine...
Do I like any of these?
How would you rattle a couple off?
Okay. Starroid.
Don't know. Can't.
Silo
was from the Computer Jennifer episode.
Boohoo the Clown.
I hated Boohoo the Clown.
What did he look like? Who was Boohoo? Who are you, Boohoo?
Boohoo. Boohoo are you? Boohoo are you?
Oh, you suck.
Boohoo. Boohoo.
People pitcher. Oh, that was the like baseball machine.
Yeah.
People pitcher.
Did that even pitch a people? I don't think that pitched one people.
Adrian. What is that?
I have no idea. Who is Adrian?
Adrian is one of two plant monsters created from Rocky's mutant plant by King Mondo.
Oh, I did like those guys.
So it was Adrian and Pollinator. I don't think we ever figured out Adrian. Like, I think we kept hearing Adrian's name wrong. Or they never said it.
I feel like we said, maybe they said Adrian, and then that's what we just called it, and that was its name. I'm also looking up a list of Zio monsters, because I don't really remember them now.
Fortissimoto.
That was from...
oh, look at this loser.
That was from the Instrument of Destruction episode.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a creepo.
I don't know if I have a favorite monster out of this one. I'll tell you who it's not. I'll tell you my least favorite monster. Leaky Faucet.
It's Faucet Chuck, yeah. He's the worst.
You know, Jake, I think I'm going to have to give favorite monster to Defector. Defector. Defector.
Defector.
I am Defector.
I want to give it to him, but the problem is they definitely dropped the ball.
They did, but I'm looking at the list of monsters, and I just like don't have an attachment to anybody else on this list.
Oh, I got my favorite.
Okay.
Punch-A-Bunch.
Punch-A-Bunch.
I think Punch-A-Bunch is my favorite. Because he has a fun name. He's got boxing gloves.
He does.
Love it. Oh, right. And he turned the a part of Angel Grove into a boxing ring.
Right.
And fought Red Puncher.
And boxed Red Puncher. Okay, I'm going to give it to Punch-A-Bunch, too. That's awesome.
I think I'm going to have to give it to Punch-A-Bunch.
He has everybody else has a handicap. Or he has the handicap, or you know what I'm saying. He has the advantage of defining Red Puncher.
Yeah, he got the best fight with Red Puncher, because that was the first, like, showcase. All right, so who is the worst monster? I think we know who that is.
It's Faucet Face.
It's Leaky Faucet, a.k.a. Faucet Chuck. Hey, Faucet Chuck, I'm here to fix your faucets.
My name's Chuck, Faucet Chuck.
You're not fixing my faucets, Chuck. Sorry.
Get out of my faucet.
Get out of here. Get out of my faucets, you weirdo. He came back so many times.
They loved him. I don't know why.
And then best monster. So who is the most effective monster? I think it's Cog Changer, right?
I think.
Because he definitely made them drive into a building full of explosives.
Yeah. He crippled all the Zords.
And he almost killed like a lot of them. And if it wasn't for like Rita and Zed interfering, he might have done the job. He might have got the job done. So I'm going to give it to Cog Changer. Best villain. So this is like the bigger bads.
Impersonator gets a runner-up for most effective.
For sure.
Because it just absorbed every single shot. I don't remember how they killed it.
I don't know. I feel like...
Because it absorbed Pyramidus's lightning blast?
I think so. he bonded with Cog Changer, and that made him vulnerable, right. I think.
I think you're right. Should never have done that.
Should have stayed in your lane. Stay in your lane 2016. So best villain. Who's the best villain? This is for the Royal House of Gadgetry, Rita and them, your bigger bads.
Archerina.
I'm going to also give it to Archery.
Because best in this case means favorite, and also she was kind of the most effective.
She did the best work.
She did the most fighting.
If we would have had these Morphies just like to get, based on what we remembered.
I think the most worthless one is Queen Machina. Because she is just a yes man for King Mondo.
She's just a yes man, and then like weirdly loves putting her sons against each other.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Also, real disappointed in Louis Kaboom. He was my boy.
Louis Kaboom, I think, is like kind of an allegory. Is that the right word? For Turbo at large.
Turbo?
I think you're going to feel the same way about Turbo as you do about Louis Kaboom.
I don't know. Maybe, probably. But yeah, I just remember having to be like, oh, maybe it's because he had a funny voice.
I think it was his voice.
I was like,
same reason I like Ninjor, but hate whatever his name is.
Auric the Auric Conqueror.
Is because Ninjor had a better voice.
Auric the Fraidy Cat.
Auric the Nope.
All right, favorite episode.
That's got to be Instrument of Destruction.
For me, it's Monster Mash? What was that episode called?
Oh, it was called
The Bride of Hackensack. Was the name of the movie in the episode. Hold on, 1 second.
It's not Zed's Monster Mash. That was like a Halloween.
That's like
special.
A weird Halloween special / interactive DVD menu. I don't know. It came from Angel Grove.
Okay.
Was the name of that one right? Because they played off an alien, a 1950s alien B movie. Rather right. than, like, any of the Universal monsters. That's fine.
Sure.
That's a very Zio thing to do. So that's mine. Runner-up goes to Every Dog Has His Day with Smokey. I feel like a lot of that has to go to Kat, like, refusing to be turned into... Like, you can see the writers trying to make her a damsel in distress /, like, useless girl character.
Yeah.
And, like, Kat Hillard, the character, is like, no, get out of my face. I have stuff to do. Worst episode.
Oh, the Billy two-parter.
That's a bad one. That's a pretty bad one.
Rangers from Two Worlds.
Rangers from Two Worlds. Hawaii Zio, I think, might have been worse. That's a jet ski episode where, like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
That one was pretty bad. Wait, was that? No, the jet ski episode was...
That wasn't the jet ski. That when Tommy disappeared from the jet ski is what you're talking about, right?
Oh, Hawaii Zio was when they were on the beach at the beach club. That was like the one of the most recent episodes that we watched. I can't
even
remember it.
The next to last episode. Yeah,
I'm looking through these, seeing if I...
What happened in that?
They went... Kat and Tommy went on a date and monsters attacked.
Oh, right. Ernie came back from Hawaii and had a luau.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Poorly, I guess.
Hilarity ensues.
I'm going to also give it to Rangers of Two Worlds because nothing made sense in any of those episodes. It was the weirdest, most cobbled together excuse as to why Billy is gone.
Yeah.
Instead of like doing anything, even if you did the same plot, it would have been, it was handled so poorly that it just like did not come off well.
Yeah, it was kind of a garbage fire.
Yeah. Even if you do the same thing where like, oh, Billy turned old and now we need to get him to Aquitar. Like, you can do that a better way than what they did.
You definitely can. Yeah.
So that one is also, we're throwing that one in the fire. And then finally, the last Morphe of the Zio season, the best episode. It's King for a Day Part 2.
You're right.
Like, it's absolutely King for a Day Part 2.
You are correct, sir.
That was so good. That was so good.
I already know my answer for next season's question for that one next season.
The jacket episode.
Absolutely not.
It's Countdown to Destruction.
It's Countdown to Destruction. Yeah. Probably Part 2 specifically.
Yeah. okay, here's a thing that we haven't done before, but I want to do now. Let's give out some rando bests. Like, what are some best things from this season?
Rocky
was pretty great.
Adam until they forgot about him toward the end again.
Is he cursed? Did he piss off a witch? Did either Adam Park, the character, or Johnny Young Bosch, the man, accidentally piss off a witch?
Gotta find that witch who cursed me to just always have someone in my way at work.
Same person made everyone forget about Adam towards the end of the season.
Ugh.
They forget him so hard next season that everyone has to leave. They get rid of everybody. I'm going to say Rocky having a character was pretty great. Cat's hair, continually the best thing about any given episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Jason coming back and being baller.
Kind of the best Power Ranger to date.
Kind of the best Power Ranger. For, like, a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Especially because, like the character of Jason got an overhaul in the tiniest, most subtle way. And that was, like, now he's actively a good dude instead of just, like, he trusts us. He's a good dude.
Right.
Like, it's not just informed anymore because he's a Power Ranger. But, like, we actually see him being the best dude.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome.
And Austin St. John seemed a lot more into the character this time around, too.
I think he was into it in season one.
I don't think he was, like, bad, but he's definitely got experience under his belt at this point.
I feel like he definitely missed it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But, yeah, he definitely was having a lot more fun this time.
For sure.
Also, Bulk and Skull had a real good arc, I think. It doesn't go anywhere. Like, they end with them, like, leaving to go to Paris to solve a mystery or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't go anywhere. But I feel like going from police...
From punks to cops to detectives.
Yeah, even in this season, they were cops to start out with.
Right.
And then they went to the detectives, and it was, like, an act of solidarity with Lieutenant Stone, and, like, it worked out really well. And, like, up through King for a Day Part 2, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the season finale of Zio, like, because everything's good there.
Yeah.
And then after that, everything kind of tanks. Bulk and Skull become jokes again. Billy has to leave because, like, that's the last David Yost episode. It's King for a Day Part 2. And, like, apparently even getting him on a set for that was hard. And he only had the one scene because, like, he just had it, you know. And, again, cannot blame him for that. Amazed he stuck by it as long as he did. But, like, I really liked how Bulk and Skull, especially just, like, they were having so much fun because they were removed from everything. That, like, whenever they got brought in to... like, the regular Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah, like, to interact with the Rangers. Because all of their, not all of it, but most of their stuff was completely separate.
Yeah, so whenever they got brought in, it was real fun.
Yeah.
And, like, just Jason Narvi, who is in the order, by the way. We haven't been able to announce that. We broke the news live here. Just kidding. It was on the internet. he's in the order. That movie's going to be the best movie ever. Yeah, just him and Paul Schreier giving, like, 110% to everything. That was real good.
Do we want to give away our first Morphe's Lifetime Achievement Award?
Yes.
To Billy Cranston.
To Billy Cranston. Absolutely.
The once a Ranger, always a Ranger award. That's a little bit of a mouthful.
Wah-rah-rah. No, it doesn't work. You can't abbreviate it any better. Yeah, we'll just call it the once a Ranger award.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. For Lifetime Achievement goes to Billy Cranston for basically holding Zio down.
For being the longest running Power Ranger. Technically.
At that point, technically. But he, even if you count, at that point, when he leaves, by the end of Zio, he still has more clocked episodes than Tommy.
Yeah.
Because Tommy was missing, like, 18 or no, Tommy was missing a butt. That's right, because once he lost his powers, he was gone for like a while.
Yeah,
forgot about that. So yeah, Billy Cranston was the longest running Power Rangers character, at least at that point. So I like that.
He's in every episode up until he leaves. Almost there's like a couple.
There's a couple
the
where
end.
He's on Aquatar.
Right,
he leaves for Aquatar at least twice, and I think he goes to Triforia once. And then there's like the last three where he's just gone. Well. Technically the last two, because definitely Billy Cranston, the character, is in Once a Ranger,
right.
the Ranger 2 Worlds. But yeah, I like that. I like arenas every year. Every year we'll give out a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I think we're far enough along where we can do that.
All right.
We'll see what happens, because, I mean, after this, well, no, a couple seasons from now, it switches to a new team every time.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it'll work then, but until then, I think we could do it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be, like, for anything in particular, either. Like,
no.
For just, like, excellence in Rangerness.
Excellence in Power Ranging.
Yes, absolutely. The Once a Ranger Award for Excellence in Power Ranging. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us for today then. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. If you leave us a rating and review in those places, that would be great. It helps out a ton, and we appreciate it. And finally, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. We hit the $300 milestone.
We did.
We actually hit it in the episode that we announced it in because I think it was James Fletcher donated, and that bumped us over the line. So we are going to be watching and reviewing the first 5 episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
I was thinking about this.
Okay.
Right, that's like 2 hours of that awful show.
Right.
Oh, boy, you guys.
Okay, well, all right. Well, let's talk about this now, then. Well, we got a minute. How do we want to do this?
And
we'll
I don't
let,
know.
We'll let you guys decide. Do you want us to do each episode individually?
Or do you want us to do one lump?
One 5-episode. Because my thought is 1 5-episode lump.
Do you want a lump sum or installments?
Yeah. You decide. Let us know on Twitter or via email. Probably Twitter's easier.
Yeah.
I see, not to influence anybody, I'm leaning towards doing it all at once because...
Then we only have to do
One episode per milestone.
Yeah.
Whereas if we do it in installments, we got to do one of these for each of those. And I feel like they might get long because of how bad and crazy it sounds. Whereas if we have to talk about it all at once, I feel like it'll be easier to jump between the episodes in a more concise manner.
But then do we have to watch them all at once?
I was just going to watch all of them at one time. Like, we just, like, you come over on a day we're both off, come over after lunch, and that's what we do that day.
Oh, God.
Let us know.
Thank you guys for the money, but what are you doing to us?
I mean, look,
you can cut that.
To be fair, and, like, yeah, this might get cut too, but, like, We do our Patreon a lot differently than a lot of other people.
We do.
Like our Patreon, this might not get cut because it's self-serving, and I feel like weirdly proud of this, but like our Patreon is a lot of like, if you do this, if you give us this money, like we will do things for you.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of Patreons are, if we reach this milestone, we get to do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then also whatever the fans, you know, not all of them are like that, but that's from the majority that I have seen. That's kind of what they're like. Whereas ours are like pretty incentive based.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's us just running a bad Patreon or like.
Well, none of us went to business school.
That's for sure.
I don't think it's a bad Patreon because we're like. We're more successful than some that I've seen. I'm very proud of our Patreon.
I'm really thankful for our patrons because I did the math. We have, from every Patreon I've seen, I've done the math on it. If I've come across one, I do the math on it because I'm crazy, right?
The average amount
the
per
The average
person.
Per person on ours is a lot higher than on, like, every other one that I've seen. And, like, that's because we have really cool patrons. So that's going to do it for us for today. Thank you guys for listening to not only this episode, but to us in general.
To all episodes
of Zio. I had a lot of fun with Zio. I'm so excited for Turbo. I'm so excited.
I'm going to do my best.
For you
guys.
I have an idea for, like, I won't, I'll tell you, but I won't spring it on the listeners until we actually hit Turbo. But like, because I know you don't like Turbo. Right, like
sure,
like you.
I like
2 episodes,
five or six episodes of Turbo.
So I have an idea to like at least bring the positivity up a little bit.
I'm not gonna try to be crummy about it.
Okay,
that's the impression I'm giving, but I'm actively gonna try to have fun with it while we're watching it because I don't want this podcast to be me grumping about Turbo.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That'd be bad
and not fun for anybody. But I'm really excited because like I remember it being bad, but in a way that I personally enjoy. It's bad like Birdemic is bad. It's bad like The Room is bad. Except like I like the characters of Power Rangers.
Right.
I don't necessarily like. Like, I don't care about anyone in Birdemic.
I don't know anybody's name from either of those movies. Well, and they say it in The Room.
But there's Mark.
Every scene.
There's Lisa.
Oh, right. Because she's tearing him apart.
Yes. And then, oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
hello, Greg.
I don't remember anybody else's name. And there was like angry mother-in-law who was just the worst, just the worst.
Why is it even called The Room? Look, we're not. That's a different podcast.
Different podcast. but like, I genuinely think it's gonna be fun. Like, it's gonna be fun, even though it will be bad. I hope. I know it's as soon as we get the changeover, things improve dramatically. But until then,
I don't remember them getting a lot better until the very end.
I know the
end.
The episodes get funner and crazier. That's the Jack episode. That's the right. Pizza episode. That's Cassie's dog episode. That's Confusion. Like all of the marquee episodes are in the second half.
That dog episode is not right.
It's not right, but it's so dumb that I love it.
Yikes, you guys. Hoo boy. That's Turbo in a nutshell.
For the rest of the hiatus, the last week we're doing, normally the Morpheus is later, but like there's some scheduling stuff that we got to figure out for next week. So it was easiest to do them now. So we got potentially a crossover next week. I don't want to say potentially, but I don't want to jinx anything.
Right.
So we got a crossover episode next week that should be very fun. I'm very much looking forward to it. And then after that, we're going to do the Turbo movie in two parts like we did with the first movie. Like we'll record it at the same time, but
right.
Like instead of being a 2-hour podcast, it'll be like 2-hour long podcast. And then after that, Turbo starting up August 1st.
Woo.
Yeah.
Shifting to Turbo.
Shifting, love it. That's from How I Met Your Mother. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We're going to go. Until next time,
may the power protect you.
All right, next up, biggest head... Biggest? Let me try that again.
Biggest hair?
Biggest head cannon. No.
Oh, biggest head. Zordon.
Zordon. In a walk. Best... Nope, that's not it either. Just read what it says, Jacob.